What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day out there, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody, be nice to your latest squeeze.
Yep, I got two birthdays smashed in between Valentine's Day.
How's it all going for you? You almost through the gauntlet?
I'm in the midway point.
Almost there. At what age or stage in a relationship is those side of the road, last minute things no longer acceptable?
Whoosh. You got to review
this. This is the first time you guys have been husband and wife.
Oh, no. That's for me, that was off the table 15 years ago, even though it was age appropriate. But
here's what happens. Like, I was going to get my wife, you know, flowers. She likes the orchids or whatever. They all sucked.
Orchid.
They all sucked. So instead of just half-assing it, I didn't get any. You know, I get a card, stuff like that. But yeah, I don't I don't know. We've been together long enough. Like, I ask her if you want to go get something to eat. Like, we can go get something to eat. Or you know, it's kind of, she's been very understanding of the gauntlet, right? Mm-hmm. And then our anniversary is in April and her birthday's in July.
So you aren't going to do the road by flowers today?
I wouldn't. I've never done it.
I've never done it either.
Yeah.
It's something about having your wife drive by the same place that you bought something and see her very special gift on the side of the road.
Just a little Publix whirl there, frog boy. Yeah. Publix has nice flowers.
I even did that. Then nothing got me, you know. So, yeah.
I already have my Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, really? You got it? You're one of those early shoppers.
No, no. I mean, I got my Valentine's gift like I received it.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Well,
no Heat basketball for 7 days, dude. That's what I needed to clear my heart, my black heart right now, because I don't feel love. I don't feel love.
But we're gonna.
All I feel is pain.
We're gonna fix it. We're gonna fix it. You gotta do this too. You gotta go. We're gonna.
Does he feel like slapping the table makes it better for me? Because it doesn't.
Emphasizes things.
It doesn't make me feel better. And do you want to know something? It does not help. It doesn't help that this Jimmy Butler, why am I not more mad at him? I mean, he completely foisted us. He completely pulled off the greatest heist of all time. Made us stink. Had all bad behavior rewarded, and you want to know what we get? They're 3-1, and now everybody's terrified of them in the West. Because you can't rule out Jimmy Butler now with Steph Curry. Everybody's just like, uh-oh. I mean, they just... What did I do to deserve this? What did I do?
Well, I mean...
What did I do? I said to pay him. Why is he not here? Why didn't this work out? Why didn't I get Damian Lillard? How is he playing with Steph Curry? Let me. Can I just say, Leroy, one more thing before you reprimand me?
Sure.
Can I just say this? Why do the Warriors always get away with it? Why are they always a leg up on the Heat? They got Kevin Durant. They got their legend an extra ring. And now they get Jimmy? And maybe take Jimmy to the promised land? Those rat bastards? And look how they treated their legends. Did they do right? Oh, the Heat don't do right by their legends. They sent Klay Thompson in tears to Dallas. They bullied Klay Thompson. And yet they're rewarded. They had a number two pick. A number two pick. And they drafted a big stiff in James Wiseman. And yet, they are here. Rewarded. Steve Kerr. Always a step ahead of Spoelstra. He's the head coach of Team USA, Spo's the assistant, and now he has Jimmy Butler in honeymoon land. Not disgruntled Jimmy Butler. Not I'm going to fight you, Jimmy Butler. He's got, I'm paid and happy, Jimmy Butler, in Silicon Valley. He's probably going to go make a big face app. So, and all I am is a big face ass. That's what I am.
I can't disagree with you. So here's the deal, and here's what I would say. If Jimmy was here and engaged, how different would this team be?
I don't know, dude.
But that's my point.
I don't know, like, but you want to know Jimmy something?
Even with Jimmy Butler, the team would be right about where it is now.
We don't. They would not be 3 games under 500 with an engaged Jimmy Butler, Leroy. No, they would not.
All I have is the last couple of years, too.
But dude, but last year he was hurt. Okay, mm-hmm. and the year after that, like they were the difference between a play-in team and the 3 seed was like 2 games.
Oh, okay, all that being great. And if Jimmy would have played more games, they would have been the 2 seed.
Why did they get me Damian Lillard with Jimmy Butler? That's all he wanted. That's all I wanted. Why did you anger Joe Cronin so much, Pat? Look where we are. We are in ruins right now, Leroy. We got nothing. We gave up a first-round pick for Terry Rozier, who's being investigated by the feds. We have no Jimmy Butler, okay? Bam Adebayo, it took him like 4 months to get his jump shot. I got Khalil Ware, who I had to strong arm Eric Spoelstra into playing. This is hell for me right now. I don't think you're appreciating the situation. I am not in a good place. And this is supposed to be a day of love. And I have no love right now. All I have is Kevin Love, who is just flirting with Max Strus on Instagram. He's not even playing basketball. And all we have, what is the best part of the season? His jokey jokes on Instagram? I'm in no laughing matter.
I understand where you're coming from. I do. But for you to just make the assumption based on the last couple of years, whatever reason, that this team would be that much better with Jimmy Butler, that's where we would always disagree.
That's fine. But you want to know something? I know how this works out for the Warriors because they live their life with a horseshoe up their ass. So I know this is going to end with them in the finals. I know it is. Leroy, it's just always how it goes for them. They fall ass backwards into the greatest stuff. And now they have Draymond. Do you have Draymond Green, Frog Boy? This Draymond Green, I mean, you want to talk about, this Draymond Green. Like, you want to, this guy lied to me. He lied to me because he was a day ago telling me,
I think Andrew Wiggins is going to be an all-star with the Heat.
Shut up. No, you don't.
He's played 2 games, dude.
He's played 4, and they really should be 4-0 because Kyrie got a very favorable charge call, and Jimmy should have had the game winner.
No, I'm talking about Wiggins.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know, but I think that he was lying through his teeth.
Can you give him a minute?
You ever foist a kid in a cafeteria trade? You ever trade him like cupcakes for baby carrots, and you're just like, oh, no, dude, they're good. You're going to run fast, and I get my cupcake, and I'm like, sucker.
Well, man, by the looks of the three of us, we can see who traded for carrots.
Not it.
No, dude, like, can take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And, like, the team is no different than it's been the last couple of years. They're losing games the same way. And what I would say is this. With the new talent they have here, give them a couple of weeks before you have your meltdown.
All I have are Kalawar dunks. That's all I have.
Oh, man. Did you see that one? Where
That was good.
But I would say the thing they got to figure out with Kalaw, you got to make him more decisive.
Especially defensively.
He never knows when to leave or when to stay. And it's so frustrating to leave to help and then get dunked on.
Yeah, well, I tell you what's going to happen. Because this is how my life is going right now, because I'm in hell. Is Spo's going to come back and goes, we fixed it. Kalel, Sioux Falls, Kyle Anderson at the 5.
No.
That's what he's going to do, dude. You watch. Just because he wants to stick it to us.
To us.
Just, you know, us in general as Heat Nation, the pseudo experts.
You think so? When I was saying that, you said no. Now all of a sudden you're saying it.
But I didn't hear him bang the table like that. That's a desperate man, and he's gonna do Spo like things, which means smaller.
Kalel's not going back to
school. He better not. He better not.
And I would say that it's funny because Kalel is way more athletic. But that old head, he just know how to get in the right spot with the right techniques and stuff like that.
So I can already see Spo in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
I can already see Spo in love with him. We're going to get so much Kyle Anderson. You're not going to even know what to do with it.
And he doesn't move fast.
His name is Slow-Mo.
I know. But he's always where he needs to be. And I think that's the only thing that's going to help Kalel with that is time, is playing, and understand when you can go and help and when you don't help.
Tears says, during our next civil war, if Tobin is next to me in the foxhole, I'm moving down the line.
I'm telling you, you are basically the radio version of those two knuckleheads from Major League.
Nick T says the Dame fault was Tobin's fault too. He kept mocking Joe Cronin on his national platform. I don't know what you're referring to. Jordo, it's your fault, Mr. Journalist.
Yeah, you do play a role in this, but...
I don't play a role in it.
No, you totally play a role in this.
Is there a pivot point of all of this that I was in the room for? Yes, but I was not. Yeah. I don't have a hand in that.
Nah, totally.
I mean, you realize how young your team is, right? Realize how young the Heat are now all of a sudden, right?
Oh yeah.
So great. What do you think that's going to entail? Like,
can anybody take? Can I just ask a question? Can I ask a fair question?
Sure.
Does the locker room not have Pepsi AC?
You think, dude? What do you think, a Tums can fix all bubble guts?
What is going on?
Wait. What do you think?
Are they like
when you get the stomach flu
and you chew a whole bottle of Tums, I mean, at what point do you realize, it's got to be something else?
Right? What is tearing through the Heat organization right now, other than sadness?
It's all over, dude. People are getting sick. Like, you think, hold on. You think if there's the flu going around or the bubble guts going around or virus going around, that basketball players are excluded from those numbers?
They should be. Like, aren't they healthier?
Why?
Aren't you supposed to be healthier as an athlete? Gut-free?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you guys have our protein shakes, I mean, and
by keto. The way, and you still have football players pooping on the sidelines.
Jim Butler
too.
Right.
Like, Wade.
Yeah, man, I don't understand. Like, yeah. Like, they get sick too, and a lot of times it's worse because if one guy gets it, they're hanging out all the time and practicing with each other. It's very easy to pass it on to somebody else.
How are Ira and Anthony still able to write? None of them caught the BGs.
How do you know?
I don't know. I guess I could text them. Text. I think I would have. Wade, answer for your crimes, Tobin. This one is on you. I'm dead serious. Mm. Not a joke.
Wait. The funny part is, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
Not a bit. Hashtag not a bit.
Not a bit.
Let me hear from Draymond Green. Just twist the knife a little deeper into me.
Ooh, the Heat team is Pepto-Bismol.
That's a point, Ethan, you rat bastard.
Point for Twitcher.
How would you assess Jimmy after four games?
He's a franchise changer. He's done that everywhere he's gone, and he is helping revitalize what we got here. The belief amongst this team now that he's arrived, as opposed to what it was before he got here, it's night and day. We let one get away last night, but this one tonight, we would have lost. You know, but just having a guy like that changes everything for us. So after four games, what was the word you used? Evaluation? Assessment. The assessment is great.
Just shoot me.
Wait.
Just shoot me, dude.
What's the worst part of that? You hearing that Jimmy's doing great, or you hearing it from Draymond?
All of it. All of it is just on top of it. They lost to the Mavericks like G-leaguers.
Here's lesson for everybody. When you get to the point where you realize it's not going to work here, then where that person goes, who that person dates, who that person's friends with, does not matter because it wasn't going to happen with you. So I don't care how good or how well Jimmy plays at Golden State. Here's what I know for a fact. It got to the point where that was never going to happen here. So I'm not upset.
Because they were being cheapskates. That's why. Like, they were being cheap.
And so you think, how can I get you to understand that Pat told you what his thinking was when he said, we can't have our star playing 60, 65 games. Okay, he needs to play more games. And the fact of the matter is as Pat looks at this team and says, if we just had our guys play more games, not only could we have a better assessment of where we are, but we wouldn't be in this damn play-in. Okay, and you keep saying that over and over again.
Understood.
To the point where I'm not rewarding anybody for playing.
Great. Well, you didn't reward him, and now he's been rewarded. And okay. Is this not the worst case scenario for the Heat?
Because once it wasn't going to work here, and once he showed he was not going to play basketball for the Heat and play the way that they needed him to play to win, it didn't matter that he wasn't here anymore. You got to move on.
What do you feel, Frog Boy, listening to Draymond?
pain, dude. Just pain. Like, Leroy's right. He wouldn't have done that in Miami either way, but I think that hurts too. Like, that just hurts that we went from having such a...
He wouldn't have done that Miami unpaid.
Unpaid, correct.
If you would have paid him.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. When was the last time Jimmy gave you a four-game stretch like he just did for them?
He did it last year. A little bit. I had that Cleveland. He had that little run ski, and then the ankle got twisted.
But you understand. Like... He's supposed to be your best player.
This would have been new contract, Jimmy, though.
You're making assumptions. I would say Pat thought this. If we reward him and give him an extension, he's going to do the same things that he's been doing that has driven us crazy.
Yeah, and Pat also gave a first round pick for Timo Dame Lillard from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. That's what you're doing.
That's rough.
Sorry.
Hasn't played for two games.
Right. You still. Okay. Wow.
You Dame half dollar.
You know, words could be hurtful.
Dame half like, dollar.
That man wasn't even playing. You call him Timo Dame Lillard. What's wrong with you?
Lame dollar.
Like, wow. Jeez.
Tough crowd.
Like, oh, that's terrible. Like, so, like, the what? Jimmy thing, you wasn't getting that. So, to be upset that he's doing it somewhere else doesn't matter.
I think if we would have gone with Plan Tobes, I think that we would have gotten that.
You're making an assumption, though.
I think my assumption is fair.
You're making assumptions based on absolutely nothing. Because what if Pat thought, if I reward him without seeing him play, he's going to continue to do the same thing, missing games and whatever, and we're going to be in a play-in again. And would Pat be wrong for thinking that?
I don't know. He's been wrong a lot lately.
No, that's not. See?
Yeah, it's been wrong a lot lately.
Take a break. We'll switch things up. I need some chuckles after that sadness. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Hey, baby, I know that's that me espresso.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. And WQAM has your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com on the contest page and register. It is Valentine's Day, and that it is a time for love, but also it is a time where Marcos gets to hop in, no pun intended, with his favorite thing to do, which is, of course, host a game. So,
right. Oh, really?
That is here right. Is Frog Boy.
That means it's time for a top five double dip.
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
All righty then.
What do you got for us today, Froggy?
In honor of Valentine's Day, not sure if you guys remember one of my most famous double dips. It's things you can bring to a Super Bowl party that also work on Valentine's Day. Ended very weird. This that one... Yeah, no, famous.
I don't remember that.
Everyone remembers it. Everyone talks to me about it. This one's going to be way better, as it is the top five athletes that are very good, but also very horny.
What?
Also very horny, unfortunately.
This is all athletes?
This is all athletes, professional athletes. That are very good. This is the part that you need to understand about the double dip, you know? You have to follow right. Both two criteria. Things. Very good.
Two things.
Also very horny.
Oh, wow.
So let's go ahead and start off strong. We're going to start off strong here. This won't be any surprise. Won't be any surprise to a lot of people. Number five, cursed with the best nickname in all of sports, Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Magic Johnson, number five. This one, very simple. Laker in the 80s, success, California, and went to the Playboy Mansion at 19 years old.
Did you really?
Indeed. I believe this shot right here is of him and Jerry Buss, if I'm not mistaken.
He looks so much more confident than Nikola Jovic sneaking into Fuego.
Right? He looks like he belongs there.
Or what was the name of the club? That club was Han, but it was Fuego Sundays, which is only for horny people.
Yes, indeed. That is.
So good. Ooh, we showed that to NBA champion Danny Green.
That is great. Yeah. One of the better moments on this show, for sure.
All right, good one, Magic Johnson. Strong start to the list.
Easy, yeah, easy peasy. A softball to start things off. Let's go to get to number four. Let's get a little bit local with this one. This is a man that we just continue to learn more and more and more about, even though we try not to. That is none other than Tyreek Hill.
Oh, my God.
Tyreek Hill. These are some tweets.
Somebody tops Tyreek Hill in horniness?
Oh, yeah, dude. Look, even with what really? We found out recently, I think he's up to 10 children, if I'm not mistaken. 4 children in the past year, which at one point was more touchdown receptions than he had. And as we found out recently, cheetahs like to climb trees. That is unfortunate news. I wish I didn't have this information about his love life, but... Here we are in 2025, knowing what Tyreek prefers.
Cheetahs do like to climb trees, apparently.
Cheetahs like to climb trees.
That has got to be one of the funniest depositions I think I've ever read in my life.
Yeah. I think at some point they're like, Tyreek, maybe you want to dial it back a little bit?
Like this. You think the lawyers are like, this guy's crazy honest, but I don't know.
It's great.
It's like, he's tall person fetish. What's that even? You guys remember the old Seinfeld episode where George Costanza wanted to be with a giant?
I vaguely remember that, actually. I do vaguely
remember that. He's like, I'd really like to be with a woman who was like 6'5".
Oh.
Find one first.
It's interesting. WNBA, though, is bringing a whole new light to beautiful, tall women.
Mm.
Yep.
All right.
So he was number four?
Number four on the list was Tyreek
Hill. There's three people hornier than Tyreek Hill and great at sports.
Man, you see that we're staying with our level of greatness here. Now, this number three, there was a lot of these football players that I had to kind of siphon through in order for me to find who would be appropriate for this spot. A lot of football players have a lot of children. So I had to do a lot of science and math. See if you can keep up with me here, Leroy. I had to divide the number of children by their Madden rating over a 3-year span and then multiply it by their Pro Bowl nominations in order to come up with the equation here that I got for number three, which landed me at the spot of Antonio Cromartie. Cromartie has 14 children.
Jesus.
14 children from, I believe it is eight different. He has eight other children from previous relationships. I think a whopping five baby mamas, if I'm not mistaken. And six of them from his most recent wife. So, Antonio Cromartie,
at least he settled into one.
He did indeed. And actually got a snip after number 10, but still managed to have four after that.
So, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, he had a failed vasectomy.
So
you got to get some kind of a rebate on that. Yeah, like if the doc messes that up.
Absolutely, doc. You got to pay for like college or something.
Like if you're going to get it, like, I don't know what the process is, but it does hurt, does it not? So like.
I don't know. Why would I know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I did see Steve-O from Jackass get a vasectomy. Like I saw it happen. And then he rode a horse home just to prove he was tough. It was very strange. But long story short, I think it's like an in and out kind of process. But still, if you expect a job to be done, I shouldn't have four more kids after that. Clearly, you botched the surgery, sir. But that was number three, the family man, Antonio Cromartie. Now we're getting to the heavy hitters here.
Heavier hitters than Cromartie and Tyreek Hill?
Somebody makes a valid point.
Yeah.
What's that?
Tears 86. Not to get all Fox News or anything, but do we think there would be a horny intangible on this list?
Yeah. What about that fraud?
I mean, I'm thinking two right offhand.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the problem. This is a problem. I thought of that as well. We have Phillip Rivers. We have Ryan Fitzpatrick. They didn't fit the criteria of that good.
That's actually true. Fitzpatrick is not good.
Not Matthew Fitzpatrick, but I would say Kurt Warner has a lot of kids too.
Does he? I didn't know that.
How I would kids say
does he have 14?
Phillip Rivers will end up in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So I don't know.
But how many?
He is good. He's a better player than Antonio Cromartie was.
Right, he's a better player than Antonio Cromartie.
But he didn't defy science, though.
What?
Antonio Cromartie's horniness defied science.
Because he got through the vasectomy?
Correct. Correct, dude. He defied science. He powered through that.
If he played football like that, he'd still be playing.
That's true. Wow. A lot of kids.
If his football play looked like his little soldiers... never lose. Never lost. He beat science and everything else.
Phillip Rivers was so horny that he needed like a giant van to drive to watch film because he's got no space because the kids are too damn loud.
Yeah. He has
how many kids does Phillip Rivers have?
Ten children.
And that's while playing?
Yeah.
Yep.
10
Who's to say he playing. Won't have another five on the way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, he's got time now. And he made some money.
But he's not on the list.
Not on the list. He just missed it. Didn't have enough kids. His fault. You know, pick up the numbers, right. Philip.
Who's number two on the horny great player list?
Number two, this one may be the greatest player on the list. And definitely one of the horniest. Number two, we have none other than Wilt Chamberlain, dude.
Wilt, of course.
Come on. Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt is a legendary ladies' man.
Legendary indeed. We know
how many did he claim? Do you have the statistics there with your?
Oh yeah, we have them right here. 20,000. So okay,
there's no way.
You know, we have clarification on that story because that's something that goes around. It's the urban legend. 20,000 women is what he claimed. But I'd like to read more from that because I believe he was sold short of this poetic display he was attempting to do here. Yes, he mentioned 20,000, but the reason why he mentioned 20,000, he admits to it being an exaggeration, because he's trying to use a figure of speech. What he wanted and what he went on to say, the last sentences of that chapter say, "For all you men that think that having 1,000 different women is really cool, I have found out that having one woman 1,000 different times is really the way to go." Really, he's just a romantic man. That's really what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful lesson.
It is a beautiful lesson. Man, he did a lot of research to get there, if I'm being honest. He did quite a bit of research.
Wrap up the list here, Fry Boy. Who is the number one on your double dip horny goat?
All right. You couldn't have a double dip without any honorable mentions, so we'll quickly go through those. Honorable mention, Marshawn Lynch, the junk grabber.
We don't know that he's horny.
He just grabs his junk all the time. So, you know,
we don't know that he's horny. That's an egregious add to the list.
No, okay. Look,
somebody pointed out, how can you not have George Foreman on that list?
Fair point.
That is a good point. You know, that is a good point. I will talk to the committee. We'll get back to you and see what we can do about that. Patrick Hornquist, another honorable mention here. this guy is.
He's a Hornquist.
He's horny for hockey, dude. He's horny for hockey. And we got another dishonorable mention, if I'm being honest. You know, I won't even just. We won't. We get it, dude. But coming in at number one, don't know if you guys will see this coming, but I'm sure you'll see my way once you get it. This is going to be hard for me to pronounce, so please bear with me on this. I believe the proper name is Solofa. Fafatu Jr., better known as Rikishi. Now, Rikishi not only dressed up in a thong every day, his finishing move involved him stuffing his butt into the face of opponents and delivering what is known as a stink face. That, to me, can only mean this man's horny.
Your number one horny goat is.
Your move can't be stink face.
That's what it was, dude.
Have you ever seen a wrestling move that's like, come on, what if my wrestling move was like, hey, maybe, you know, why don't you rub my nipple until, like, it's just weird, dude. It's just a weird thing.
Solon McRib thinks that Justin Tucker needs to be added to this.
Oh, Justin, hey, listen, Justin Tucker is definitely, we are watching Justin Tucker. We will review that as well as George Foreman for the next list.
Oh, my God. All right, great list. The Horny Goats, top five double dip horny goats from Frog Boy. We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy, and when we come back, we will tickle Leroy's 100. Next. Fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's Hunzi. Obviously, not a lot of sports going on right now, as we have the NBA, yep. The NFL's over, spring training just started, but there's no games. But we do have tonight, Leroy, All-Star Weekend starting up for the NBA, starting with the celebrity game. Today we have Team Rice, it's Jerry Rice, versus Team Bonds, Barry Bonds. The coaches, Barry Bonds for Team Bonds, Jerry Rice for Team Rice. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Hold on.
Fancy,
hold on.
Not tickled.
On Team Jerry Rice, you have Matt Barnes, Drewski, T.O., Shaboozy. Still nothing?
Come on.
Marcos, fancy, you ain't watching tickled. A second of that. Why are you sitting here telling me to come on?
I want to watch the highlights. T.O., I love T.O. Plays good basketball. Tennessee Chattanooga.
I love Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah, yep. You are a big Barry Bonds fan.
Love Barry Bonds.
That's nice. They got some other sports involved.
Yeah. Get some, you know, some San Francisco legends, you know? Check it on out. Just saying.
Mm-mm.
What about the Rising Stars game, Leroy? We have the Rising Stars games featuring Jaime Jaquez Jr. No Kalel Ware.
I hope that this is what he needs to turn it around. Otherwise, he's going to build a house at the All-Star weekend.
You have Run TMC. They each have a team. So Tim Hardaway, he is on Tim Hardaway Senior's team. You got Jaime playing. Could we get our favorite Jax call ever for this man from the Toronto Raptors? Intangibles. Of course, from Kansas, Grady Dick.
Jaquez pump fake. Got Dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!
Well, those two are now teammates. So alongside Anthony Black, Zachary Richechet, Alex Sarr, Tristan Da Silva, and Brendan Pajemski. That is Team Tim Hardaway.
You have to like when there's a guy coming right in your face and he just sits in there and delivers it really well.
I should have done horny announcers.
I think that's the way you got to go. Keith Hernandez, number one.
Next one.
Does the Rising Stars tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No.
Okay, very good. All-Star Saturday Night, Leroy. We have, of course, the Skills Challenge. Team Ooh. Cavs. You love the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. Team Rooks, Zachary Richechet and Alex Sarr. Team Spurs, CP3 and Victor Wembanyama.
Ooh.
And Team Warriors, Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. No, I'm just kidding. Not Jimmy Butler.
Oh, my God.
Moses Moody.
How upset would you be? Hey,
Draymond Green doing a skills challenge? Nope. I'm out.
Wow.
All it took, huh?
Fancy not tickled.
There's only two things I watch during All-Star Weekend. The three-point contest.
Yep.
Which I think is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I will kick the tires on the dunk contest.
You are spoiling the game.
All right.
Thank you. Leroy, the slam dunk contest.
Yep.
Does that tickle your fancy?
It does. It does.
You got Matis Buzelis.
My fancy is tickled.
Stephon Castle, Andre Jackson Jr., and of course, two-time defending champ, Mac McClung. I don't like saying his name.
He's not even on a team now, is he?
He is a G Leaguer, I believe, unless he's on the Magic. I don't know if he actually gets minutes for the Magic. I think he has a two-way with them.
Right.
Does that tickle your fancy?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think they're keeping
anytime,
him in the league?
Anytime,
my fancy
anytime
is tickled.
You have an intangible jumping out of the gym, that's must-see TV.
Do you think they're keeping him in the league just because of this whole dunk contest thing?
No, because we had a three-point winner. Who was that one three-point contest? He just had on an NBA jersey because he wasn't on the team.
Oh, you mentioned this. I always forget.
He was with Chicago.
I don't believe Mac McClung was on an NBA roster when he first won it. I think then he got on an NBA like 10 days after that.
Yeah. After he won the dunk contest because everybody was floored by his hopping ability.
Then we have the three-point contest, which features Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Cam Johnson, Norm Powell, Damian Lillard, Buddy Hield, and of course our own from the Miami Heat. An event they used to dominate, but have not shown out lately with Duncan and Tyler's previous appearances. But does the 3-point contest tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes, yes it does.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Tyler Hero's going into this one. A little bit of a slump skis on the 3-point shooting. Maybe this gets him going.
I mean, it's a difference in shooting because, you know, we've seen that wall. Guys, you'd be amazed at how many guys go 90 of 100 shooting threes in practice. So I believe all these guys can shoot. I wonder if we can put a little chili pepper on Tyler.
You can put chili pepper on Tyler. I think he's the third in the field.
Oh, really? Okay. Nah.
I don't think he's a long shot. I think it's Dame, Buddy Hield, and then I think it's Tyler, if I remember correctly.
Buddy Hield's really good. So
are you ready for the final one, Leroy, for All-Star Weekend?
Yes.
The All-Star Game, Leroy, which of course is now a round robin tournament that features four teams. You have Shaq's OGs, which has a roster of LeBron, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, who's not playing, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, James Harden, Kyrie, who's an injury replacement for Anthony Davis, and Jaylen Brown. That is
How did he manage that team?
That's his team.
Did they draft him?
Yeah.
That's a good team.
That's a good team.
You got Kenny's Young Stars, which has Ant-Man, Brunson, Jaren Jackson Jr., J-Dub, Jalen Williams from the Thunder, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Cade Cunningham, and of course, our own boy wonder, Tyler Hero.
By the way, just out of a quick side note.
Yep.
When they played OKC, why everybody got to have the same damn name? I couldn't keep up.
They have two Jalen Williams.
Yeah. Couldn't keep up.
They said on the broadcast, one is J-Dub and the other
one is J-Dub and one is J-Will. Yeah. Still. Didn't help.
Then you have Chuck's Global Stars. Which is essentially the idea we were talking about earlier with a couple of Americans sprinkled in there. But you have Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama.
Oh my God.
I should mention Giannis is injured. He's not playing. Pascal Siakam, Alperen Şengün, Karl Anthony Towns, Donovan Mitchell, and then they have Trey Young as Giannis's replacement.
Oh my goodness. These teams.
And then, of course, Candace Parker will have the winner of the Rising Stars tournament. That will be her team. We're going to stick it to Candace, man. I mean, geez.
Jeez.
She's like, congratulations, Candace. You get Mac McClung.
Yeah, not good.
That's crazy, right? Those teams are really good.
And I'm is Wembanyama not in the Rising Stars?
I think he's too good for the Rising Stars.
Oh, that they can do that? I didn't know you could like
scribe. You can turn down anything you want.
Oh. He's not rising.
No, for sure. Yeah, but I thought it was just like, okay, you know, rookie year, sophomore year, no matter what. But
apparently, Dade South just hit you with a little bit of sass, Leroy. He goes, they're all stars, Leroy.
That's not funny, Dade South.
-1.
You know what the hell I was trying to say, Dade South? What the hell?
They are all very good rosters.
Really? Really? Some of those rosters are a little bit stronger than...
Well, you seem very impressed with all three of them.
Yeah, which would lead to Dade South's point, jackass.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment.
Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.